sauce, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is the sauce in here?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Pass me the sauce, right? How many of you guys were here when Rav Moshe Tzvi spoke? All you guys? Yeah? Okay, good. So, my name is Chesky Schreier. I'm Zev's friend, so Zev asked me to come speak. So, let's try to mechazik each other a little bit. You know, Hanukkah was last week. Purim's in less than 65 days. It's pretty good. Uman Rosh Hashanah soon, you know? So we got a lot to do. So, basically, for the Maisa, if you think about it, last week, what's today? Today's Wednesday? So I think last week was when we lit our last Hanukkah candles. So Hanukkah was less than a week ago. So, you know, I was speaking to the guys last night in Torah Shraga, that how many people already forgot about Hanukkah? You know how you guys like candles here?
Yeah.
Yeah? So when you guys like candles, how many of you guys daven by your menorahs? And really, daven like very strong by your menorahs? Probably every single one of you. Everyone wanted something on Hanukkah because there's a hope on Hanukkah. So the way it works is that these 3 days now of Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves, anyone know what's going on these days? Oh, very good. So these are called 3 days of Choshech. You know why?
Yeah, we're
Oh, very good. So there was translated for the first time into what language?
Greek.
And who is the enemy of Hanukkah? The Greeks. So that means that what? That there's still an or, there's still a roshan left of Hanukkah. It means like this. What's the one of the main things of Hanukkah that we use is shemen, shemen zayas. So anyone ever touch oil? Yeah. What happens when you touch oil? It's very hard to get rid of it, right? If you have oil that spills somewhere, it's very hard to clean that up. Oil is what's called leaves a roshan, leaves a mark. So it's the same thing with Hanukkah. Now Hanukkah keeps going. That's why, how do you, when you finish Shabbos, what do? Make havdalah. Very good. Right? When you finish Yontif, what do? Make havdalah. When you finish Hanukkah, what do? There's no havdalah. Because Hanukkah doesn't end. It's called Moses Beholit. It keeps going. So, I'll try to share a little bit about Hanukkah, a little bit of Buddha that we can have now, and just to mechazik each other. That's it. So, it starts like this. See after the Shemaya. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes a very interesting halacha that says when it comes to lighting your neros, it's interesting because he says like this, that a person's, I'm just saying it outside for you guys, says a person, when you light a ner, right, it says you're dafka not allowed to light a madura. You know what a madura means? So madura means like a torch, like a bonfire. It says when it comes to ner Hanukkah, you have to light a ner and not a madura. So our first question that we're going to ask a couple questions, is that why dafka do you have to light a ner? And it can't be a madura, it can't be something so big. So that's question number one in Hilchos Hanukkah. Why that? And what's the practical difference of a ner and a madura? So when you guys were here for Moshe Tzvi Shir, Moshe Tzvi spoke about the inyan of Hanukkah. Hanukkah has a lot of different, people say a lot of different things about the word Hanukkah. And you guys remember what he said?
1099.
Oh, good, very good. 1099. What did he say? That's a running joke here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good shir. 1099. Ah, 1099. You guys are good listeners. So it goes like this. It says that Hanukkah has a couple words. The Bnei Yisrael says Hanukkah is lashon of chinuch. That's mechanichas for the Or of Mashiach. Right, everyone says different things. I think the Shlakadr says that it's a chinuch of Torah, it's a chinuch of the world that Torah was saved. But Rav Shmelka of Nicholsburg says Hanukkah is also a chinuch hay. And that's what Moshe Tzvi spoke about. They need a chinuch hay. So what's hay? What does it mean hay? So in a Jewish neshama, there's 5 parts to our soul. Remember what they are? Nefesh. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaye, nechida. Let's match you all that. 1099, good. So nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaye, nechida. So that's the 5 parts of our soul. For example, David Melch says, baruch inafshi, tell him 5 times. Man, there's Gemara and Brachos that says there are 5 things, like the neshama and so to Hashem. That's talking about the 5 baruch inafshis. So again, that corresponds to, again, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaye, nechida. So just to say something a little bit deep for a second, is that where this comes from is, if you look at the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, yeah? Everyone's seen that before. So there's, how many letters in the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei? 4. But also there's a 5th part to it. If you look at the Yud, on top of it, there's like a little, like, I don't know how to say it, like a little, it's like a thorn. Right? It's like a little dot, you know what I'm talking about? On top of that Yud, so that's called the Kotzo Shel Yud. So that also corresponds to the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Nechida. So the bottom one is Nefesh, Then it gets Ruach, Neshama, Chai, and Yechid is the highest one. So it says, what does it mean, Chi Nechai? It says that what Yavan tried to do to us on Chanukah is that they tried to destroy up to the Hay. They tried to get to the place called Yechidah, which is untouchable. So you see that from the Sefer Or Gedal Yahu, from, any of you ever heard of Rav Avram Short?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard of him? Cool. I didn't hear of him when I was in Israel. So he has a very interesting thing, where this is his father. His father is Gedalia Short. So it's like this, that it's in the Or Gedal Yahu, on page Lamed Dalad. Says the following. It says, we know when the songs that we sing by our menorah, right, is Ma'oz Tzur. Right, so when we get up to the part of Yivonim, it says, Yivon nikbitu alai, right, yeah, ufartu chomas midalai. So porates means that they broke into something. It's like porates get there. That there's like a line, and they went over that line. So he says, what does it mean, ufartu chomas midalai? He quotes the Chidush Arim. So it's very interesting. It says, when we have a mitzvah that says a lo saseh, which is something that you can't do, it doesn't mean that you could do it, it's just that you're not allowed to do it. It says what it really means is the following. Ella, she'ein bicholosam. It means that a losase, what it really means is that it's not possible that a Jew could do a losase. Why? Because that it doesn't exist. Right? We think of it as that, no, I want to do it, I can't. It's saying, no, what it really means is that it doesn't exist. When Hashem says you can't do it, it means that it doesn't exist. Because the lav, therefore it's impossible to do. It says the es hachom azu, and this gender, this line, bo ha'ivanim lifrots. That what Yavan can do, they try to make what's impossible possible. They try to do something that's literally impossible to do. That's what they went for. Which is the whole shir in a separate Indian about how things that we think is impossible, we have to realize that. That sometimes, like, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Me'ayvai tichak me." This is a side note for a second. It's good to know. So this is what does "oyvai" mean? My enemy. So "me'ayvai tichak me." From my enemies, I learn. So the rub shits the rub. The Zera Kodesh says, "What does it mean me'ayvai tichak me?" So sometimes you have to look at into your enemies, into your Yetzara, and you learn a lot from them. So one of the things we learned from Yavan is that they went for what's impossible. So too for us, sometimes we think that we can't be. Right? It's a very common word. I can't. I can't. I can't. Sometimes it starts saying, no, if Yavan thinks, then also I could. It's like, what's that little children's book? The little engine that could, right? So it goes like this. B'sfas emes, maybe b'shem ha'chidush yarim. Now what they go for? Kima shenemar, shematzu pach echad, munach b'chosam shalkon gadol. We know that, Klai, so we found one little jar of oil that had the chosam of the Kohen Gadol. Haremes shelolam nishar b'nefesh Yisrael nekuda achas shelasham inamagia maganakri. That no matter what it is in the soul of a Jew, there's always going to be one small nekuda. There's always going to be one small part that's untouchable, right? And that was the nes of Hanukkah. That part which is untouchable was saved. Someone to come in?
I just need a chair, maybe.
She needs a chair. There we go. So it goes like this. I mean, that the Nekuda of Chanukah is that what Yavan attacked. Is that what Yavan attacked? They tried to attack such a small part. But the beautiful thing about a Yid is it's called, you ever hear it called the Pintel Yid? Yeah. Right? The Pintel. Huh?
Where's that?
Oh, yeah, is that? Good. We're on the same page.
I will question.
Yeah.
When you said that it's impossible for a Jew to do a Tasa, like that's not being realistic though.
Oh, so it's good because that's what our enemies have done to us.
But people still do little tasks.
Because our enemies have put that into us.
So we have to look at them and say we don't want
to. So me know now we have to build from the place that we have to build gedarim on ourselves. It's a very good question. It says what it really means that it's impossible to do it. It's like this, yeah? There's a concept called that on Shabbos, right? If you read the on Nusuch Sfard, we say Kigavna. It's a passage from the Zohar that you say on Shabbos. And also if you look in the Zmiros from the Arizal, so it says on Shabbos, lo dinim esabri minah. There's no din, there's no Yitzhar on Shabbos. Yeah? So let me ask you a question. If there's no Yitzhar on Shabbos, then how are people mechal Shabbos? Good question, no? How are people speak Lashon Hara on Shabbos? It's because we're so used to doing stuff. We're so used to sinning that what? We don't even realize things that are real. Meaning what? It's not, Yitzhar is not getting to us. Yitzhar doesn't even care about us anymore. Why? Because he knows he doesn't even have to try it. Because we've fallen so low. So So that's exactly what happened by Yavan, is that we know there's a big Nes of Hanukkah, right? But people don't realize that with that Nes of Hanukkah, when we say, right, it says, Rabin Biyad Ma'atim, yeah? So what does that mean, Rabin Biyad Ma'atim? It means that there was Rabim of Yavan, right, and Ma'at of the Jews. So Sfarim say, no. There were Rabim of the Jews that became Hellenists, and Ma'atim of the Jews that stayed strong in their Emunah. So that's exactly what Yavan tried to do. That's why Yavan was the most dangerous of all time. They went for that place of the Neshama, and they Mamish almost got there. That's a very good question. We'll get to it at the end also. But that's the Nekudah called the Pindle Yid. In Sfarim, in Sifri Chabad, the Dafka, it's called the Chelek El Kami Ma. Right, it's a small chelek, but no matter what it is, that little bit of Jew is always going to be there. That tiny little bit is what we're always going to have. It's always going to protect us. But that's exactly what Yavan went for. So again, a very unique halacha in Hilchos Chanukah. It says like this. It says that there's a Gemara in Sukkah, which we're learning this year. It says, "L'olam lo yard the Shechina l'matim yud tefachim." Right, the Shechina never comes to a place lower than 10 tefachim from the ground. Meaning anything lower than 10, the Shechina is not there. Right? So if you look, very interesting. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tesh Tav Resh Ayin Al, Sif Vav. It says, Tzarech la'aniach es ha'neros l'malam gimel tfachim. You have to put your neros above 3 tfachim from the ground. Shekol shu l'matim gimel tfachim harehu kemunach al karka. It's as if it's on the ground, so that's not good. So you can't recognize it there. U'mitzvah la'anicham l'matim yud tfachim. And it's a mitzvah l'chachila to put your neros Hanukkah below 10 tfachim. Sha'ai deizeh yesh yosir pirsum hanes. Through that, there's a greater pirsum hanes. Mishum she'ein derech laniach neros asuyim laharich kol kach nama. And he says like this. So that's l'chachila. Bidi eved, im hidduk es haneros l'mat migimot tfachim, o l'mal miyut tfachim, yatsa, you're still yatsa, but it's only bidi eved. Ulam, im hidduk on l'mal michaf amos. If you light your neros Hanukkah above chaf amos, you're not yotze. So what's very interesting about that? Why would you put the Neros Hanukkah in a place where the Shechina doesn't go to? Wouldn't you think everything is about connect?
Because like you don't want the light of the Shechina to like stop at a certain point, so you continue it where it like.
Very good. So it goes like this. Very good. Sfarim say there are different times of the year where Hashem Kiviyachol is holding in different places. For example, you guys know what the Bein HaMetzarim is? Bein HaMetzarim is 3 weeks. 3 weeks are called Bein HaMetzarim, which is that. I'm sure you guys, I grew up in the modern Orthodox type of place in the five towns, so 3 weeks is 3 weeks. But if you think of like, that's not what like Avram, not Avinu, that's not what like the Tzaddikim of like 300 years ago were calling it. It's called the Bein HaMetzarim. So Sfarim says like this, during the Bein HaMetzarim, it says, you want to know where you find Hashem? Hashem's kicked out of his house, he's in the street, Kiviyachol. You can find Hashem in the street. Okay? And then during Elul time, they say, HaMelech Basadeh, the king's in the field. He's almost entering into his palace, but the king's in the field. Right? So they say by Hanukkah time, you know where the king is? The king's in the basement. He's in the dungeon. Is that what? Hanukkah is the only time of the year where what? Where the king comes all the way down to us, down there. Exactly. What's your name?
Tehillah.
Exactly what Tehillah said. Exactly what Tehillah just said. The what? That all the way down. Unique to Hanukkah. That's why you light it after there. Why? Because only that time. It's a small little place down there below 10. That's where you light near Hanukkah. What it means, Alpi Primus, it means that you light up the darkest places in the world. I mean, all the times, all the things that we've had in life, sometimes, you know, that we've done things in high school, let's say. I'm sure all you guys are perfect, but, you know, not everyone's perfect. But all the things sometimes we've done in high school, we're afraid to go back into those places. And we think that, you know what, no matter how much I start to grow, I'm always going to have that, and that's always going to hold me back. So Hanukkah comes and says, what? You know what, now we're going to light that up, to show that what, your tshuva really works. If you really commit to tshuva, then Hanukkah comes and lights everything up and takes it up for you. That's why if you ever look at it, you ever realize that kids are so happy about Hanukkah? They're so excited about Hanukkah. Because it's dafka for small kids. For kids who, for people who are willing to make themselves small again. Say the what? That I could also be a kid. I could be fresh like a kid. And that's exactly what Hanukkah comes to remind us about. That you're still fresh. You're an aren't. And it's still a beautiful thing. That's why you go all the way down there. To light up those little places. Again. So now we just said that with Yud Tvachim, that's a low place. So remember the halacha we said at the beginning? As to why you light a ner, and if you light a medura, it's no good. It's because Hanukkah has an inyan with small things. And again, a ner is just a small little ner. Right? A medura is very big. Lighting it above 20 amos is very big. Lighting it below 10 is very small. That what the inyan of Hanukkah is, it comes to remind us that the small things are really big things. And that the small things are important also. And it reminds a Jew, like it's a Mishnah Perkei Avos. What does it say? Havi zahir b'mitzah kala ki b'chamura. Right? So there's actually a beautiful thing in the Baal Shem Tov says about it. So they ask, what does zahir mean? Alright, just to translate that side. Havi zahir b'mitzah kala, you should be like careful with a mitzah kala ki b'chamura. Just as if you were to do a big mitzvah, so too if you have a small little mitzvah, I mean though you can put a penny in tzedakah, you should be fired up about that. So what does it mean? So what does the word zahir mean? I just said it means careful. But what is it else? If you take those letters, Zahir, what does it sound like? Zohar. So what does Zohar mean? Oh. So it happens to be the Kabbalah symbol, or in Sas, so we have all the rishis to speak about Kabbalah here. That's good. Right? But what Zohar means, it means exactly the same, like fire, it means like a light. So Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. Because heavy Zahir could be mitzvah kala, that's just as when you're doing a big mitzvah, you know, you want everyone to see you, and you want to, you know, give out, everyone, you know, make a big noise. So it's just as you do it for a big one, heavy zahir, light up mitzvah kala. Also the small things. They should be lichtig also. Should light them up. And that's exactly what Chanukah comes to do. Dafka a small nair, below 10, for kids. Because it reminds us again that the small things are really big things in Avodas Hashem. So if you look in Parshas Vayeshev, something very interesting and very, very, very real. Parshas Vayeshev, we know, is the whole Maisa with Yaakov was Levada. Right? Yaakov fights first the Sash Esav. So let me ask you a question. Why was Yaakov Levada? Why was he alone? I don't know. Because they crossed over Nachla Yabok. Right? Yabok is a good word to know one day. Siyata Shemaya, don't worry about it. But Nachla is also a very good word. But anyway.
What?
Oh! What do you go for?
The
small Pachin Kitan. We went back to the small jugs. Pachin Kitan. So you know what the Shlach HaKadosh says on that? You know what he really went back for? Again, how many Svarim do we have that are called HaKadosh?
A lot.
Not so many. I mean, we like give the term to them, but like the Sefer is actually like Or HaChaim, HaKadosh, right? Zohar, HaKadosh. The Shlach is one of those Svarim, it's also called the Shlach HaKadosh. So it's like, basically like whatever the Shlach says, you don't really question it. Shlach HaKadosh, right? Whatever Or HaChaim says, it's like I could have a moon in him. So the Shlach HaKadosh says, you know what he went back for? You know what the Pachim Kitanim were? It says that was the Pach of Chanukah that the Chashan Nayim lit when the days of Chanukah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, no? Mamish what? Where? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not asking questions. But that's what the Shlach says. He says that those were the Pachim Kitanim that what? That was the Nes of Chanukah right there. So what do you see? Something very interesting. What were they called? Pachim Kitanim. And that was the Nes of Chanukah again. Again, Shaykhus to what Kitanim? And Yaakov Vinu, what he do? Obviously, he cared about it. He cared about small little things. And that's exactly what the Nes of Chanukah, it's the jar of oil we have. Again, it was tiny. Someone sent me a very good WhatsApp. He said, if you want to tap, I'm sure you guys saw this. If you want to feel what the Nes of Chanukah was back then, it says, imagine having 10% battery on your phone for 8 days and 11. Yeah. Saw that? And I thought it was very... At first, I'm like, okay, it's cute. And I thought, I was like, I'm shameless. Like, how else are you going to get people to understand that, no? So it goes like this. That Yaakov's whole Indian, you see, he cared about what was cut down. He cared about small things. So like we said before, that what's your name? Alana said before, is that the 8th, 9th, and 10th, right? Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves, are days that there were 3 days of Chushek in the world. Right? 3 bad things happened. So on the 8th day, just a little history lesson, what we know we're doing right now. Not history, it's happening now also. But basically on Ches, Teves, was when the ruler of Yavan, he took 72 Talmidei Chachamim and put them into each one into a different room and had them translate the Torah into Greek. So that was Oh, very good. So it happens to be something interesting, crazy. 72 different people in 72 different rooms translated into Greece, and in their translation, each one of them made 13 different changes, and they're all the same changes. So it's Mamash and Nes. So you would say that's a nice. So what's wrong with that? It says, you know what Svarim say? I saw on Chabad says this, B'tar Chabad. They said that it was as bad as the Chei Ha'igel. Whoa, it's intense. Why is that as bad as Chei Ha'igel? It says, you know why? Because it wasn't just that they wanted to translate it, like we have our art scrolls and we have our this that helps us. So you know why they wanted to translate the Torah? Because they wanted to show that just as you have a science textbook and a math textbook, you also have a Talmud textbook. You also have a Bible textbook. That they want to show that there's no difference between Kodesh and Chol. And so that's Choshech. That's what they brought into the world. On the 9th, which is today, was an Ezra Sofer, was Nifter. He's the one who took us out of Babel, brought us into Eretz Yisrael. He's also the one who organized our tefillos that we have every day. In fact, we have Shachar Nechamar comes from, he was the one who put that together. He also put together Chaf Dal Sifrei Tanakh. So that was Ezra Sofer. And tomorrow, or tonight, we know the Sar Bateves, when the walls of Yerushalayim were besieged. Which means that it was 30 months after that was when Tisha B'Av occurred. But this was the starting point for that. So the starting point of Tisha B'Av, of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, was everything we mourn over all the time, is after tonight. So just a little bit of what's going on these days. So it's 3 days of Choshech. So if you look as to what Yavan's called, very interesting. We said before that they're called Pritzim Uchalalim, right? But Pritzim. But they're also referred to as Pritzim Uchalalim. That's what Yavan's referred to as, Chalalim. So what does Chalal mean? So when I ask, what does Chil Hashem mean?
Disgrace.
Right, that. That's not what Chil means. It could mean that, but what Chalal means, it's called like Chalal Panoi. Chalal means an empty space. So now it makes more sense. What it means Chil Hashem is that Hashem is void over here. Right, absence of Hashem. So the first Yavan, as they're called, Pritzim V'Chalalim. It says, why are they called Pritzim V'Chalalim? As far as I'm saying, you know why they're called that? Because chalal means when something's void of anything. So the Or Gedaliah says that's exactly what Yavan was all about. They voided everything of chayim. Everything was just empty by them. It's actually very cool. The Maharal says this. Said if you look at the letters of Yavan, it's a yud, a vav, and a nun. Right? What's the common factor of all those?
All ones.
They're all one straight, boring, frozen line. So there's no chiyus to them. You know, there's nothing. It's like someone who's so straight and who thinks like it's just like there's nothing cooking inside. You know, someone who's like really feeling it. You know, how do you know a person's healthy? If you go to a hospital, how do you know someone's healthy?
Pulse.
The pulse is going up and down. That's how you know they're healthy. Up and down, up and down. So what Yavan represents is no, just straight lines, straight, just emptiness. That's what I'll tell you a very nice remez also, is that Yavan represents the Gashmistic world, the world of Gashmis. So right, everything about them is Greece, is the Olympics, is the body, focus on the body, yeah? So if you look at the letters of Yavan, it starts at Yud, is all the way up here. A Vav is a little bit lower, and a Nun is all lower. What it does is it takes the Yud, which is Kadosh, and you don't realize when you start getting Vav and Gashmis, they pull you all the way down until Mamish, you're just nothing. You're just nothing. That's what Yavan tries to do to us. Halal means that what? That there's no Chiyas by them. It's called Misa. The Shaykh to that Indian of Misa, there's nothing going on. So that's why it's very nice. Because really, the last stance of Chanukah, if anyone has to leave, then don't worry about it.
Oh, no,
pressure. No pressure at all. If you look at Parsha Vayigash, it's really the last Or of Chanukah is really happening in Vayigash. Right? It says, the way Shabbos works is that whatever happened during the week, the Arizal says, Rabbi Nachman says, is that everything has an aliyah on Shabbos. Right? So meaning everything you did on Chanukah was Mis'aleh on Parsha Vayigash. So really Vayechi is the first time of what? Of like where you're vited from that Or of Chanukah. So what's so special about Vayechi? What's so special about Yaakov Avinu? The Inu Vayechi represents the what? That even in a place of Mitzrayim, which is Mamish Misa, right? You could even find Chiyas there. Which is everything that Yavan is against. Yavan's all bent? No, there's no Chiyas at all. But the whole Nikudah now is definitely a Vayechi Yaakov. Let me ask a question. What's special about the Chiyas of Yaakov? What's special about him? So maybe we could say like this. We saw before by Yaakov that what he cared about the little things. That the little things mattered to him. That he had care for even for the animals he had care for. He had care for everything. So if you look, very interesting. When we go back to Parshas Nalchacha Vayecha Yisara Todos. Yeah, so we know that Yaakov steals the bracha from Esav. Right, so we know that Rivka is working on Yaakov to convince him to do it. So if you look, very interesting what Yaakov says. He says, listen, mommy, Ima, whatever. Says, Esav is a very hairy guy. I'm not like him. He's a very hairy person, very loud, very big. Says, Anochi Ishchalak. Says, I'm a very smooth person. He's going to be able to tell the difference to me. What can we say, Alfi Remez, Alfi Primius? When he says, Anochi Ishchalak, what does Chalak sound like? The word Chalak, which is just a little bit. Says, you know what I am? Everything about Esav is what? How many, like this. What's the, in numerical numbers in the Torah, what's the highest number?
400.
400, tough, right? Tough, yeah? So when Esav comes to Yaakov, how many men does he come with? 400 men. Let me ask a question. How many people does Esav leave with? Right after he meets up with Yaakov, right, how many does he leave with? Anyone know? I think it's a Rashi on the Torah. It says when Esav leaving, he's speaking singular. That's why he's speaking singular. It's because each one of them left Esav. And Esav was alone. When they saw Yaakov, they're like, yeah, we don't want to be part of this guy. So each one of those people also got rewarded later on in Tanakh. They all got rewarded. So what do you see about Esav? He's someone who says, you know what? I have the big stuff. Comes with 400. What does he end up with? Nothing. Ends up that same as Yaakov, right? The Yud-Vav-Nun. But he's big. He's all about what? I need a lot. I need a lot. So what's Yaakov's holy name? No, I'm Milki Ish Chalak. I'm someone that I'm Chavi, even if I have a little bit, that's my name. I grab onto that. Right? I even said to my wife last night, if you look, there's a lot of people today everyone's very worried. You know what I mean? Everyone's so worried. Like, my mother-in-law's husband is a psychologist, a therapist. He's telling me that there's so many people today everywhere, like, they're all like taking, a lot of people are taking anxiety pills. Right? A lot of people. It's not even like a thing to be embarrassed. So many people are. So I'm a psychologist, but I say it's a mefurish Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says marba nechasim, the more that you have, marba daigos, the more worries you're gonna have. It's very simple. I mean, obviously it's much more complicated than that. I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you anything. I don't know this stuff. But it's just clear that the whole world today, everyone wants more and more and more and more and more. And what happens with all that more they get? They go crazy. Wouldn't you think it would be the opposite? But the world today is everyone wants so much. You learn from Yaakov, you know what? Anochi ishchala, just a little bit. A little bit is what I need. So it works very well with everything that we're saying here. If you look, we know that Yavan, they attacked, they made three gezeiros. You know what those three gezeiros were? Huh?
You can't have bris milah.
Good.
Shabbos.
Good. Gershwash. Very good. That's good. I'll tell you something. That next time I said to my son's bris. I just made a bris for my son 2 weeks ago. Thank you. So it goes like this. That they were Shabbos, milah, and chodesh. So what are the first letters of Shabbos, milah, and chodesh? Huh? No. Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh. Sameach. I tried to take away the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. As we know, it's also Shevach, it's Bris Mila. But they tried to take away the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. Simcha of being a Yid. So, right, so again, Mila, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. It says something very interesting also. It says one of the things that Yavan made us do, it says, Kisu Lachem. What time do we have until? Okay. Right, it says, Kisu, this is what they made us do. They said, Kisu lachem, you guys heard of this before? Kisu lachem al keren hashor, she'en lachem chelek belkei Yisrael. Heard of that before? Yeah, so it says, one thing they made every Jew, said, go out with your ox, and take like a simin or whatever, and write on...
Four?
Yeah. Okay. So write on the horns of your ox, that you don't have a chelek belkei Yisrael. So what's very interesting about that? They didn't say, don't write that you're not like Hashem's number one guy. They wrote, Ein lechem chelek, okay, so. Because Yavan attacks that chelek, that little bit good that we have in us, little bit that one mitzvah we do, one little thing, Yavan attacks us, even that you don't have. That's why it's very interesting. With three gezeiros said before, Mila, Shabbos, and Chodesh, all those three have something in common, I think you could say. Is that Shabbos is how many days there are of the week? Six. And Shabbos is one. So Shabbos is one verse six, so Shabbos is very small. Rosh Chodesh. How many days there Rosh Chodesh? One. One verse 30, or verse 29. Also very small. Bris Milah. Bris Milah also is a very small mitzvah that you do. Right? It's a very small part of the skin, part of the body. It's also a kid who's 8 days old. So that's not such. So that's what they attack. They attack small things, that all these small things you do, they're nothing. Because Yavon wants to take away the small things from us. That's what I want to tell you, that the small things you do, Hashem doesn't care about that. Hashem is only looking for the big people. He's looking for the tzaddikim. But what do we see from Yaakov Avinu, the Iker tzaddik? He's called the Bechir Shabbos. He's the best one of the Avos to say. So the way Chazal says it. Is that he's someone who says that what? No. The small things matter. Small things are very important also. That's that in the Yav. So too with Purim. Right, we're coming to Purim soon. 65 days to the holiday, no? So Purim's also, who's the enemy of Purim? Enemy of all enemies is Amalek. Shperosh, Haman, Amalek. So where do we see Amalek in the Torah? Parshas Balak, it says about this. It says in Parshas Balak, it says, Reishis Goyim Amalek, V'achriso Adeove. that the first of all the goyim is a malik, and v'achrison, at the end, they're going to be destroyed. So I wanted to say, I thought about this 4 years ago, and I saw this in the Sefer Zera Kodesh. It says, if you take the first letters, it says that every day we say in davening, it says, ki rega ba'apo chayim b'ritzono, right? Familiar with those words? So what does rega mean? Ki rega ba'apo means just a little bit, a small amount, right? So if you take the first letters of Rishis, goyim amalik, what do you get? Rega. So what does a malik attack? Also, they attacked a little bit. They attack all the little bit you have, doesn't mean anything. Who did a malik attack? They attacked the ones who were nechashon, the ones who were, very good. They attacked the weak ones in the back. To show that what? That you have no chelik here. You're not shying. That's what I tell you next to them is that the Indian is that we have to connect Chanukah and Purim. Right? Chanukah and Purim, we have to connect them. Which means that what? We have to defeat Yavon and Edom. So if you take the gematria of Chanukah is how much?
99.
It's 89. Very good. Right? Purim is 336. 336 and 89 is gematria 425. It's gematria Mashiach ben David with the kola. If you have any questions on the kola, I'll explain that at the end. Right?
With the
kola.
Is that like the extra one?
Yeah, the extra one. Gematria's, you have extra one. It's hard to understand it. I'll try to explain it to you later. Actually, it's actually this week's parsha is actually where there's a proof for kolas and gematria. So I'll prove it to you at the end. What?
I think someone told it to us.
Moshe Tzvi probably told it to you. He's very.
Someone just said it this week. We both talk about it right
now. Okay. So it goes like that. The Chanukah and Purim is Gematria Mashiach ben David. It's because what? The last two Nisan that we have is Chanukah and Purim. They're what take us there. Which is also that what are we called? What's our door called? You know what we're called? You ever hear this concept? We're called the Ikvasa de Mashiach. Heard that before or no? Yeah? So Ikvasa de Mashiach means that like we're the heel of Mashiach. We're on the heels of Mashiach. Like, what's the end part of the body? The heel. The heel is the lowest, the heel is the one that's the most attached to the, right? When you go on your heels, that's what you do in doctor's office at least, right? So that's the lowest part of your body. It's the one that's most on the ground. So dafka we're called ikvas of the Mashiach means that what? That we're the smallest part. But we're the ones potentially who are gonna see Mashiach. Which is wild to think about that. Right? Unless the it's a crazy thing. But why? Because the little bit is what matters. But a malik, which you know who a malik is today? The Zohar Kaddish says, and then the Sheva Levi says also, I think, says, you know who a malik is today? A malik is the Satan, it's the Yitzhar. That's what a malik is. And that's real. And they're still attacking us today. What? Think about that. You are nothing. If you don't live in Bnei Brak, if you don't live in Tzvas, if you don't have 30 kids and your husband's not a tzaddik, then you don't matter in Klal Yisrael. That's what they try to tell us. And sometimes people get affected that, I'm not going to be a Gadol Dor, I don't know what I can do. You know? But the Kud is, what Yaakov is reminding us, is that each one of you here, your little bit that you add is part of the puzzle. Right? If you're making a puzzle piece, yeah, you might think that every little piece, that it's only like the ikker pieces that make the picture. But if you don't have the picture, at the little piece at the puzzle at the end, then what happens? It's no good. Right? It says that Yisrael, the letters Yisrael, Sarim say, is Rosh Tevos, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Osios, LeTorah. Right? There's a concept that there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. So Sfarim says, the Zera Kodesh says it, the Arizal says it, is that again, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Osios, LeTorah. So it means that what? Every single Jew is an Osin, LeTorah. Okay? So let me ask you a question. If I remove myself and say, you know what? Hashem doesn't want me, I'm a nothing, I don't matter. What happens to the Torah? It's possible. One letter of the Torah that's not there, Pasul Torah. And that's each Jew also. If one Jew says, you know what? I don't matter, I'm not. What does Hashem care about me? You know what Hashem says? Are you kidding me? You just passed my Torah. I need you more than anyone else. Just as Reb Chaim Kanievsky is important, just as whoever the most Halig Rebbetzin is in the world is important, so too you're important. It's just that he might be on the front lines, right? For example, in an army. If you have the generals of the army. But if there's no foot soldiers, you're not winning any army. And that's the real deal. Each one of us is needed. And that's a small Halig each one has. And that's exactly what Yavan attacks, and that's exactly what Amalek attacks. So anyone know who's Yertzai is tonight? Anyone here heard of Rabbi Nachman?
Yeah.
Rabbi Nassen? Heard of Uman?
Yeah.
Heard of Breslov? Heard of Uman Rosh Hashanah? Yeah? Everyone's heard? So I'll give you guys one etza. Mitzvah, when you all get married, if your husband ever wants to go to Uman Rosh Hashanah, you for sure let him go. Another etzah, if your husband ever wants to grow a beard, let him do it. For sure. when I told my wife I was going to say that, she's like, I hate you. You know? But Umar Shadat Yivadi. I was able to go the past 2 years. And last year I was able to go to Reb Nassim's kever also. So tonight's the year of Reb Nassim Breslover. He's a Talmud Muvak of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman. So it happens to be that Rabbi Nachman said, if there was no Nassim, then there's no Nachman. So Reb Nassim Mamish wrote everything. Reb Nachman didn't write. You know why? So I've heard this before. Is that because when he'd start writing down something, he'd be like, oh, thought of something new already on exactly that. So whatever he said, and he, the only person who was allowed to write was Reb Nassim. Reb Nassim's mom is the Talmud Muvak of Rabbeinu. So, of all the Torahs, maybe Zev learned this with you already, but one of the most famous Torahs and most important Torahs of all the Kutim Aran is Torah Resh Pei Beis, 282. This is the first Torah I learned in Kutim Aran, and which I learned together. I tried to make copies before, but it wasn't working. So just listen carefully, and listen very carefully, because this is a Yisod for life, to have... Just listen, here we go. Skos al tzadikim, skos al vinasim. Don't forget to light a candle tonight for Reb Nassim. Goes like this. Duh. Ki tzarech l'adun es kol ha'adam l'kav schus. That a person is to judge every person favorably. Right? It's not schus for merits. Vafilu mishu rasha gamor. Even a person's a rasha gamor. Tzarech l'chapes v'lemso bo eza me'at tov. It says you have to, l'chapes means to dig, to find a little bit of tov there. Sheba'oso hama'at in rasha. That in that little bit of place of where this person is a rasha, you're going to find that what? That even that tiny little chilek, he's not a rasha. When you find a little bit of tov in him and find merits in him, it's not just enough that you looked at him favorably. It says you just brought him to a place of tov, to a place of schus. Because in Shemayim, what do they say? It's like, oh, this guy, he's saying he's good, then it must be that he's okay. V'yuchal la'ashivo b'tshuva. And you're ma'or this person, when you look, again, all of our neshamas are connected. We're called neshama achas, right? Nishmas Yisrael. So it means when I look at your neshama as tov, that means that what? That since we're connected, that means that somehow me looking at you in a good way is ma'or your neshama also. Is ma'oring your chelek too. When you look at someone else tov, you don't realize what you're doing for them. You're bringing them up also. And that's what it says in Tehillim. V'od ma'at bein rasha. So it's pasuk perek and lamed zayin. Just to translate, va'od ma'at vein rasha, in a little bit more, and he's not a rasha. Visvonanta amikomo, and you're misboning, you think about his mako, ve'inenu. So what does Reb Nachman say? It means hainu she pasuk mazhir ladunas kol lekafsos. The pasuk telling us to judge everyone lekafsos. Va'afa pisha ta roeshu rasha gamor. Even though you see his mamish rasha gamor, afa pichein. Even so, you have to work to find a little bit of good. Right? Just as imagine if someone came up to you, right, and said about your mother or your father. That guy over there, guy's mamish or rasha. And it might be that your father might be doing something good, but what would you say to him? Like, no, you understand all the chasadim he does, but right now he's like beating someone up. But you're gonna defend your mother no matter what, no? You defend your father. So too with another Jew. We're all called Achdus Yisrael. Right? Shavas Achim Gam Yachad. Right? We're all one. So meaning you have to work for it. Just as you would do so for a relative, so you have to do for every single Yid. If you really see that we're connected. And if you don't, then there's something very wrong. Because we are. And we know that. Shisham in Russia. V'zehu, and that's what the Pasuk says. V'od ma'at vein Russia. Shetzarech atal avakesh bo od ma'at tov. V'od ma'at means that there has to be a little bit of good in him. Sheish bo adayin, shesham in Russia. In that place, he's not a Russia. Ki afa pishu Russia. Eich efshar shein bo ma'at tov adayin. Ki eich efshar shlo asa is a mitzvah. What about to miyamo? How could it be that he never did one mitzvah? You could for sure find it. It's a famous song. Schar mitzvah. Mitzvah, right? So it's not a song, it's a mitzvah, right? Yeah. Schar mitzvah. Right? The schar you get for doing a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So that means that what? If one person did a mitzvah once in their life, that means that what? That they're still doing mitzvahs. Somehow. Right? You could have mamash a person who's not Shomer Shabbos, but somehow he puts on his tefillin. Right? Somehow he does Kibud Av Ve'Im in the morning. So he does something. And you could find something. You could. If you really want to find it, right, it's very easy to find bad things about people, no? Be real. Yes or no? Yeah. Very easy to see. So easily to see. And what? Whatever it is. We're all there. He says, why? Because that's just Metzias. The Yitzhahara works hard in that. Yitzhar doesn't have to work so hard to like, oh, don't look at him so good. He's not so good. Because Yitzhar wants us to think that we're something. So he's like, as long as I can put him down, then I'm higher. So you have to realize that you're in a battle with that. You have to battle. You have to push hard for it. You bring him to a higher place. You bring him to a place of tshuva. And that's what it means when it says, this bonanta al mekomo, and you're misboni on his makom, that when you think about who this person is, ve'inenu, and you realize that what? That really he's not a Russia. Okay, so now that's nekuda al, right? That's talking about everyone else. When's the last time you felt good about yourself? You don't have to answer that question. It's just something to think about. When's the last time you complimented yourself a little bit? This is what he says. V'chein tzarech adam limtso gam da'atzmo. So too in yourself. Ki ze yadua. She'tzarech adam nizar ma'od liyos b'simcha tamid u'laharchi ka'atzos ma'od ma'od. Right, we know that a person has to be very much b'simcha. Like it says in Parshas Devarim, at the beginning to the close. It says what? Because you didn't serve me, b'simcha v'tuv leva, that's why all the curses came by, upon us. Because we didn't have simcha in our Baruch Hashem. So he says, first to say, very far from sadness. That you see the what? And mamash don't have good. And you feel like, I've done so many sins. And the Yitzhara wants to take you and pull you all the way down to mamash depression. Even so, asur lo lipo mizeh. It's asur to fall from this. Rak tarach l'chapes. You have to work to find in yourself. It's just a wild thing that we think, what, I have to find good in myself? Yeah. Because so many people today cannot see themselves in any positive way. We look so down on ourselves. Everyone, no matter who you are, people struggle with this. So just as you work to find in someone else, even more so potentially in yourself, you have to find tov in yourself. And you did a mitzvah today? Yeah? Did a mitzvah today? Everyone here, we're learning Torah now, we're doing a mitzvah. So the fact that you just did a mitzvah means that what? That means that you did a mitzvah yesterday, and that means you did a mitzvah before that, and you're going to do mitzvahs again. You have to always remember that. Find the small things, realize that what? No, build from that. Like that is something awesome. Something mamas that changed my life. 3 years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael for the summer, and I was by my brother-in-law's house, and there, he had like a friend over, who is an interesting guy, and like definitely struggling with different inyan and whatever. And he was such like he's very down. He kept saying down. Before he like walked out of the house, I just heard him say, like let's say his name was Meir, yeah? So like, okay, Meir, you put on your tefillin today, you went to the mikvah in the morning, you daven shachris, mincha marav, you put on your tefillin during Bein Tam, I was able to learn a little bit, I said brachos on the food I ate, I gave my wife a hug, I said hi to my kids, I called my father. He was mamish reading off all the good things he did during the day. Why? Because he realized he needs to mechazik himself, he had to believe in himself. And now I think about that all the time. When I walk up the stairs to davening or to seder, I think about that. Okay, I just davened shachris. I suppose zochur to go to the mikvah this morning. Zochur to put on my Rashi tefillin or Bein Tam tefillin. Got to say some tefillin. I got to give tzedakah. It's 5 mitzvahs right there. How do you have all these left? We don't realize how many mitzvahs we do, but we just think no. But that's easy. It's simple. That's not what Yaakovina told us. The small things also matter, and that could bring us to a place of what of simcha that you can be misamech yourself from all the small. Small things build up. Right? That's why the Kutzker has the Vart. We say it in Shema, we say the half is Shem Kathab Khol Vav Khav, Khalam Shav, Khol Deka, that you had Varma Ela, Asher Lachim Tav Chayom, Alev Avecha. Kutzker has a question, hold on a second. Why would you say Alev Avecha? All this stuff should be on my heart. Would it make more sense to say Bilv Avecha? It should be in my heart. No? It's a good question, yeah? So he says, you know why it says that? Because Alev Avecha means that what? That when you keep building and building and building and putting stuff on your heart, all the small things, you know what happens? It's going to break through and boom, open your heart that it's never going to be able to shut again. So all the little bit that you do, when you do things little, it builds up and boom, it makes you into a big person. Right? For example, when you plow a field. Not that I'm a farmer, but just, cool, you can learn Torah, you can learn all these in young. Right? But if you look, when you plow a field, right? Imagine if you had a farmer go to his field, plant the seeds, do everything, come back the next morning and see that nothing was built and destroy his whole field. What would you say to him? Who? Someone give me an answer. What would you say to him? Say, like, you idiot. Like, it's a process. You have to keep doing it and pouring it. Not that you're an idiot, sorry. But the mashdos, right? that you have to keep pouring it, keep doing it, and little by little, what happens? Boom, it's going to come up. What happens? Sometimes we're looking for like the big things. Like, give me something big and boom, I'll have it. But Yiddishkeit's not about that. Yiddishkeit is about little, me'at tov. Tov, little bit at a time. It says, okay, what about if you do the mitzvah? And then you say, hold on a second. When I did that mitzvah that I walked that lady across the street, I was hoping that everyone would see me, or that I was having in mind Hashem, I want Olam Haba for this. Right? You could even find mitzvahs to do, they're not tzalishma. I give tzedakah so that what? So that I could give two because she gave one. I have that before? Happened? Nope. Im kol zeh, eichav shar shlo yev, osa a mitzvah, adavish kudusha? Is not told. There has to be something good. What? The fact that you gave tzedakah. Even if it was full, but you did the mitzvah. Right? Even in that place where you could find everything wrong, you could always find good. Ki alko panim, eich shu alko panim. Haya eze nekuda tova, ba mitzvah adavar tov shasa. There's always a nekuda tova. This is what it's called. It's called nekuda tova. There's always something good that you can build up. Ki tzarech adam lechapes, ulevakish lemtso ba'atzmo, in themselves. And from that, when you find good in yourself, Tevra, you're going to be, how do you say that? Chavraya? Chavra's good. So when you do that little bit, that tov, what? It's going to bring you to a place of simcha. From dafka the little bit. Because a little bit matters. So, we'll skip a little bit. We'll come here. Ava. Now, when you live with this etzah of finding tov in the small things, even if you know you've done some bad things, and you feel like you're very far, when you look to find those nekudas tovos, which is like, again, nekuda is also like under the letters, it's very small. Even that small, even if you have that little bit, but that's tov, and that's good. That whatever you can find in yourself, I'll tell you guys a gevaldig maisa, right? Amazing story. Heard of the Kedushas Levi before?
Yeah.
Levi Yitzchak Mevardishev. So just to give you a hakdama to Levi Yitzchak Mevardishev, he was like the most fiery Jew of all time, potentially. He was, they say that he'd start Shimon Esrei in that corner, he'd end up in this corner, Shimon Esrei. Hey, he's fire. He's so on fire with Hashem. Yeah? Tell you guys a great story. Yeah? So we know that the earliest time to take the Lulav and Esrog is when? Is at Nate's Hachama. When Nate's comes, right, then you could do it. So it says the whole night he had his Esrog in a glass case, okay? Glass case. And the whole night, once he finished Suda, he was like going like the whole night. He was so excited. But he knew that if he took it, he would like start shaking already. So the whole night he's just like holding himself back. Again, the whole night waiting, and he's like, I can't wait for the mitzvah, I can't wait for the mitzvah. All of a sudden says, oh, Rebbe, okay, it's Zman. He just breaks the glass. He breaks the glass and takes the Esrog and just shakes it. So that mom started kissing it. I can't wait to do the mitzvah. Right? So that's Kedushas Levi, okay? That's Berdichever. So there's one time that Berdichever woke up in the morning, and all of a sudden, he's about to say Mod Ani, and he's like, oh my God, I'm the worst Jew of all time. Right? So, I skipped a part. It says that it was davening in the base medrash. I'll go back. Right, so they came to the base measures. Now, when the British ruler would say brachos in the morning, he would like, you think the place was going to explode, you know? So he comes in, baruch da Hashem l'kenem ha'nosen sefi bin la'achim b'ino min la'ila. Everyone's like, amen. Baruch da Hashem l'kenem ha'chlam b'shalom sani oven. Shalom sani ish. They're like, what do you skip? Shalom sani goy. Right? So how does it be when the British ruler would say shalom sani goy, you have to like take cover because how much simcha he'd get from that. So everyone's like, Rebbe, you missed the bro, like you missed the main one. And he says, oh, you guys caught me. They're like, you guys were wondering why I came late today? And he's like, yeah, like you were a little bit. Why? He says, basically, I woke up in the morning and I was mamish so be'atzvus. I was like, I've never done one mitzvah in my life. And even the mitzvahs I've done, I've just, it's gaiva, it's pnios, it's bad, it's, and I went through every day of my life and I didn't find one good thing I did. And so all of a sudden, I just jumped out of bed and I started like pacing around my house. I was like terrified that I'm the lowest person. So all of a sudden, I came to the window and looked outside the window and I saw a goy there. And I was like, oh, givaldik, baruch ata Hashem, okay, look, I'm a sunny goy. So I couldn't hold in anymore. So at least I'm a Jew. At least I'm a Jew. And from that, I was able to build my whole day around it. Again, that's the berditcher. You know what I mean? Who's the most fiery Jew. But even he sometimes also, that what? Even he needed to realize that what? That he always has one nekuda, that what is he in? He has a pintle in him. And so sometimes, remember I said, me'avai techak meni. Sometimes you can see goyim and be like, oh, gibaldik, shalom, sonny goyim, I'm a Jew. And so I went to, back in the day, I went to Nitziv Arya. And Nitziv Arya, it's like right, the base is right on top of the Arab shuk. So sometimes you would just be there and you'd be like, gibaldik, then I'm not one of them. Like literally, I'd be in the middle of Seder and be like, shreinu matoch lakenu, that I'm not a goy. You know what I mean? I'm not an Arab. We have to build off that. That's a real thing. You know, a real thing that what? Kedushas Yisrael. Thank Hashem every day when I say that. That I'm not a goy. So now we're going to say something unbelievable. He says, when a person sees themselves like this, that when you see all the good you have, he says, then you could start singing nigunim. It's called a zamra lelukai boladi. That I could sing nigunim to Hashem. So this is what Rav Nachman says. One more paragraph, and then we'll finish. See after the Shemayim. So there's a parak in Tehillim that says, Azamra Lelokai Bodhi, right? It's the halukah, the first halukah we say every day after Asher. So what does it mean, Azamra Lelokai Bodhi? So, Be'odi Daika. Hainu Ayde Bechinas Ha'od Sheli. Be'odi means the Od Sheishbi, the little bit, the Ma'at Tov that's within me, Shani Motze Be'atzmi Bechinas Od Ma'at in Rasha, Ayde Osa Nekuda. Through that Nekuda of Od, Ayde Ze Ucha Lezamer Lohodos Hashem. From that, I could sing out to Hashem like that. V'zehu azamra. Azamra daika. Hayim zmiros unigunim shenasna aidei shemelakin hanekudos tovos. That what? That when I find the nekudos tovos in me, what? It brings me to sing. It brings me to modet Hashem. The whole idea of what's the time of Chanukah is called Halel and Hoda. It's all about thanking Hashem. Hoda to Hashem. But what? It's when I can find the ma'at tov myself. When I find the nekudos tovos. That what? That Hashem cares about me. That I could be special. Is that I might not have the most friends, let's say. I might not be the coolest person, but you know who cares about me? You know who believes in me? Hashem believes in me. And that builds you up. And that makes you realize that what? That I am something special here. Even though I might not be the loudest person, you know what happens? Most of the time, the loudest people, my Rebbe always says, he says that if you go to a field, a cornfield, right, what gets cut down? The highest stalks get cut down. That's the Bali guy. The loudest ones get cut down. The ones who want sneers, the emuna, the pshitas, those are the ones what they are made. And that's the whole nekuda of what? The little bit. The ma'at tov. V'hizir, listen to this, Deborah. V'hizir Rabbeinu, Zechonah Lebracha, ma'od, leilech, he warned them, he said, I'm warning you guys, ma'od leilech ima Torah hazos, to take this Torah with you always. Ki hu yisod gadol l'chol mi shirotza, l'skar v'Hashem yisparach. Because a person wants to know how to get to Hashem, how to be close, and how to keep that hiskarvus to Hashem. Now, you guys are all going to college one day? America? Right, Stern, Queens, wherever, yeah? Yeah? And you're going to be there one day, and you're going to realize that chever around you is like, hold on, I feel like I'm in high school again. I just heard someone say it before. Like, I feel like I'm in high school, right? You're going to realize that's going to be there also. And there are a lot of people who go back into high school. But the way you keep that Eskar B'Hashem is dafka on this, to find Ma'at Tov, the little bit. Mi sherotz Eskar B'Hashem Yisparach, u'leval yovad olam l'gamri chasvelam. Says why? You know why people get so far from Hashem? Is because what? Mara shor v'atzvas. Is that they fall to things that they think I'm a nothing. They think I'm a nothing. Right? I know someone said to me last year, right? Someone said to me last year and said, who's, you know, she was having trouble with different inyanim in Avos Hashem, and you know, tznius, Shabbos, Amun, or whatever. And she said to me, right? She's like, I don't get it, like. If people only knew that, I know that I have such a precious neshama that I wouldn't do all this. It's just that people don't realize that I have such a good neshama and people bother me so much. You know, well, this person's longing, but she's so atzvus. Why? Because she doesn't realize the ma'at tov that she has. If she realized how precious that neshama is, then what? She would start building off that. She like knows it, but she doesn't remind herself about it enough. Is that ma'at tov brings us to be that what? That I am chashuv. It doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. It matters the what? That I have ma'at tov, and that means Hashem loves me. And you know what? If Hashem loves me, that means that other people also love me. Right? Most of the times we think that people don't like us, it's a mindset. Right? I read psychology in YU back in the day. And it's a mindset. Right? You walk into a room, you think everyone's looking at you, it's not true. Right? But also with this, you think everyone's so against you and hates you, it's not true at all. People at Dafka want to be close to you. People want to have as far as you. But the Yetzer Hara works so hard in telling you, no, you're nothing. But the whole Nekud is what? Azamra le'lokai be'odi. To live with this Torah. In Breslov, they mamash this Torah. People have it; they keep it in their pockets all the time, always. Hizhir Rabbeinu al zeh ma'ov to what to keep this with you always. So gishmak, no, isn't that such a beautiful Torah? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So good. Why are you smiling more? You have to smile more. So gishmak.
I have a question.
Yes.
You said that, but I think for some people they don't Like, they can't appreciate the small things. They just need a big thing to, like, show them, like, how great Hashem is or how great whatever it is. So I feel like if they're not getting that out of life, then they just succumb to their Yetzer Hara or whatever else it is, because they need that big thing, and they can't do it with the small things.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people have that. A lot of people
but
do.
But how can you...
Because check
it. You can't blame people then, though, because if they're not...
You could blame them, because it's straight up from what happened with Klal Yisrael, Bashir Sayam, right? What's the greatest miracle, potentially, of all time? Crossing the Yom Tov. No?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. What happened right after that? 3 days later, we complained that what? Wait, you took us in here to kill us? What was another crazy miracle? Har Sinai. Pretty awesome, no? It was like the greatest like light show of all time. Yeah? What happened right after that? There you go. So you see that what? The big things don't really work so often. But Hashem's also, what we learned from that is that you don't need the big things. It's very much a gashmias type of a derech. Right, you look at the tzaddikim we have today, right? They're not so like loud and out and about, right? I mean, they might be firing their avodas Hashem, but they're not like showing off. They don't need the big things, because that's what in our door that we have today. We have to realize that small things matter. And no, it's a very good question. People, I'll tell you something awesome that happened. When I was in our first year married, we lived in Queens. So we lived in Queens, and I used to do chaburas and DRS. So one of the guys said to me. It's actually nice, because now he's like one of my top... I'm not red, but he comes like... We learned together in Shraga, and he comes to Shal Shudas. It's like, it's nice to see. Remember, he said to me, he said, listen, I don't believe in God. It's like, mazel tov, like, okay, cool. You know? And he says to me, he's like, listen, if Hashem showed me like an open miracle, I'm all in. But if he doesn't show me, then I'm not all in. Okay, so this is Arab Shabbos. I happened to be, I was in Woodmere for Shabbos, so I saw him in Shul. And he says to me, like, the craziest thing happened to me yesterday. I was like, what? I'm like, what, you believe in God now? Like, so he's like, you don't understand what happened. I was like, what? He said he was driving, and you know, if you find out, there's a train tracks there. So driving on the train tracks, there was traffic, and all of a sudden, like, while his car was on it, like, there was just traffic, but it was going to move, all of a sudden, the thing started blinking, and his car was stuck in between. His car was stuck in between. When the things were, yeah? You know what I mean? Like, that's like, oh my God. So he said, Hashem, I need a miracle now. I need you to save me. Went down, boom, they opened up, went out, went right back down. So he says, I don't know what is going on here. But I said, so do you believe in God now? He's like, like, it need to work out. So you see, what he asked for a miracle straight up, and he got it. And the Baruch Hashem, now he's doing well. He's doing well as a moon, he's working in Baruch Hashem. But you see that the big things, sometimes we ask for like those nisim niflaos, that's not really what's going to get us. It's about the commitment. It's about the everyday type of thing. You know? That's mainly what it's about. So that's one of the yisodas of Rabbi Nachman, is that Nekudat Tova. If you look in the beginning of Likutei Halachos, which Rav Nosson Sefer is all about that inyan. So how do you get yourself up in the morning? Find the Ma'at Tov, that what I can do something today. That Hashem wants something to come in. So now we'll just finish up like this. Is that the OGHB is what gives everything, that small chilek. If you look at the tefillah of Bimei Matis Yahu, right, you quoted before, say what Rabin B'yad Na'atim, then what the lot loses to who? The little, right? Giborim B'yad Chalashim, the weak ones win. That Chanukah is a chizik of what the small things matter in life. Small things are what's mechazik mean. Chalash means weak. Tanya Nes Remes. That Chalash is Gematria 338. It's Gematria Ner Chanukah. Is that what Chanukah? Ner Chanukah comes of what? It's mechazik the Chalash. People will think they're weak. Right? That's why it's actually Nes Remes also. Last week's parsha, it says that Yaakov sends Yehuda in front of him to Yosef. Right, so Yehuda is a remez to Chanukah, right? Because time it's a halal and hodah. So it says Shalach Yehuda. So Yehuda is Chanukah, and Shalach is Gematria Ner Chanukah. So I think Rav Wolfson says that what he was sent down that aura of Chanukah to Mitzrayim to even light up those dark places in Mitzrayim. So that's what Ner Chanukah comes to. What the chalash, the weak and the small, to light up what's small and weak. That's exactly what it comes to do. I'll tell you another beautiful remez. We just said before, the whole nekuda of everything is a zamra lelokai be'odi, that I sing to Hashem. Why? Because the old sheishbi, the little bit that's in me. Yeah? So the whole Indian of Chanukah is called kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Yeah? So v'torah or, obviously, is what? Is the or of Chanukah. And kiner mitzvah, we understand that also. Yeah? And that's the ner of Chanukah. Let's do that. Ki ner mitzvah. What's gematria? I'll make you guys do math. Ki ner mitzvah. Ki is 30. Ner is 250. And mitzvah is 141. What do you get?
No idea.
Anyone doing it? You doing it? He, what did you say? 421. Very good. All right? Ki ner mitzvah. 421. So, ki ner mitzvah, what did you say?
I was in high school,
though.
She's good
enough. Okay, good. So, how does he get started? Ki ner mitzvah is gematria exactly, doesn't it? Exactly, azamra lelokai bodi. Which means that what? That the whole idea of the ner mitzvah of Hanukkah is to light up what? The od sheyeshbi, the little bit in me. That what? I light it. It doesn't mean that when you light it down there, you're just lighting it. It means what? You're lighting up all the low things in your life. All the things that you... It's not all the low things that all the times I mess up. It's all the things that I think aren't important in life. Like what? That little tzedakah I give. Or that little this I do. Or the little call I make to my grandmother once a week. Right? But Hanukkah says, no, that's big. That's why... So there's the kiner mitzvah, much as I'm little kai bodi. One of the best parts about Yiddishkeit is ashreinu matov chalkenu. That I feel givadig in Yiddishkeit, being a Yid. So vit Torah or, which is what it says. So again, kiner mitzvah, azam l'kai ba'odi. Vit Torah or is gematria, ashreinu matov chalkenu. What Hanukkah makes you realize that what's chalkenu lashon av? Chelek. The tiny little bit is what? That's the Torah or of Hanukkah. Is that my chelek matters. My small little bit that I have, Hashem says Hanukkah comes, boom. Know that what? That's chashuv. And I'm not looking for the gedolim. I'm looking for what? Each and every individual. What uniqueness that each one of us has brings to the table, and that's what Hashem wants, that ma'at within us. There's a concept in Svarim called, I saw this in Hishtachas and Nefesh, and I saw this in Tehillim today, is that ma'at or docha harbei min achoshech. That a little bit of or, just a little bit, is docha lana achoshech, gets rid of all that darkness. And that's exactly what Hanukkah is, to remind us what the small little or. And that gets rid of all that achoshech in life. But it requires us mamash to push and to search very far. And so as a concept we say this in davening on Shabbos morning, say you've heard the concept of tamu uru'u ki tov. Yeah, heard that before? Tamu uru'u means what? Taste it, and you're going to see that it's tov. So that's what we're saying here. Tamu is just what? A little bit taste. And taste of what? Taste, but just a little bit, and you're going to see it as a givadik. So tamu uru'u is gematria, also ner Hanukkah. Because ner Hanukkah reminds you what? It's just a little bit of taste, just a little bit, but that makes you what? Ki tov, that is givadik. And it reminds you, that's why, what's the or of Hanukkah called? Called the Or Kitov. And that's the whole thing that Hanukkah is coming to mechazek us. The little bit in life matters. And just to show you that everything that Klal Yisrael is about is just a little bit. I looked it up before I came. You know what percentage of the world is Jewish? 0.2% of the world is Jewish. Is that crazy that is? And now of all that percent that's Jewish, yeah? How many of them are from? How many of them are learning? How many are Shomer Shabbos? But what happens? But who's the whole world chasing after? Klal Yisrael. Why? Because the ma'at of us shines up the whole world. What's one of the smallest countries in the world? Eretz Yisrael. Looked it up. If you go into the United States of America, right? Israel would be the fourth smallest state, right? In all of America. Now, what's one of the smallest states in America? You think Hawaii is like tiny? It's a small island. Hawaii is 36% bigger than Eretz Yisrael. Is that how wild that is? You have any here? People are from New Jersey. New Jersey's tiny, right? It's bigger than Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael's a country. These are states within a country. But what happens? Who's the whole world chasing after? If Eretz Yisrael makes one move, what happens? Boom, the whole world's boom. Why? Because it's that little bit, it's the chilek that we have, and it lights up the whole entire world. That's everything that Klal Yisrael represents. That's what we're all about. It's what, but the whole nikud is that we have to realize in ourselves that what our ma'at tov also has a big impact. If Eretz Yisrael can affect the whole world, right? And if Klal Yisrael as a percentage can affect the whole world, how much more so me believing in myself I can affect the whole world, right? It says Bereishis. You know why Bereishis? So there's three reasons of Bereishis. Three things that are called Bereishis. It says Bishvil Torah Shnikereishis, Bishvil Habikurim. It also says Bishvil Yisrael Shnikereishis. A world called Rishis Oni. That's a whole Nekuda. Bishvil Yisrael Shnika Rishis. That what? The world's created for us. Like Rav Simcha Bunim Pshiska says a Jew also always has to have two things in his pocket. One thing that says, Lo Niver Olam Ela Bishvili. Right? The world is created for me. And another pocket, Anochi Afar Vefer. But what's so important? People are always very quick to think about Anochi Afar Vefer, that I'm nothing. But you also have to have what? Lo Niver Olam Ela Bishvili. It's created for me. The Ma'at Tov in me. That I affect the whole world. For all you know, is that one mitzvah, it goes like this. I'll fill in for one more remez, and then we'll finish. That Rav Tzimar Zilberberg says by the Beinu Matzarim, yeah, by the time of 3 weeks, says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos to get into Eretz Yisrael. Right? And what's Gematria of Va'es Hanam? Va'es Hanam. It's Gematria of 515. Yeah? So he davened 515 tefillos. So it says, far and bring down, if he would have davened one more tefillah, if he would have davened 516, which has to do with if he would have mounted all the gevuros, all the shem elokims, right? If he would have davened one more tefillah, he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. And we know if Moshe Rabbeinu came to Eretz Yisrael, that's Mashiach right there. Right? So the kud is, so Tzvi Meir says, so what? Where is that last tefillah? Said so that last tefillah, any one of us could be that last tefillah. We don't know. We don't know Hashem's waiting for that one tefillah. It could be that you have a gevadic tefillah, but you could be the one who's responsible for that. And when Mashiach comes, it could be that you're going to be on the high chariot. That what? You decided to daven strong today? You decided to do that extra mitzvah today? You decided to judge that person favorably today? Boom, you just brought the world to the cops plus. So, b'schus all this, b'schus you guys sitting through this, b'schus Zev letting me do this, b'schus being at tzvas today, b'schus to tap into the tzadikim, to the aura of Rabbi Nassen Breslover, has to be that Rabbi Nassen is gematria, the whole nekuda of Chanukah, is mahadrim in a mahadrim. Right? So Rabbi Nassen is gematria, mahadrim in a mahadrim. Right, so take that aura with us, yeah? So that's all in the kudu, to grab onto the aura of Rabbi Nassen, grab on the aura of all tzaddikim. Today's the day of Mechazik Eretz Yisrael, B'siyat Yishmaya, B'siyuchat that day of the Gula Shem of Mitas, Mehir Amenu. Amen.
Thank you.